Well, it may be impossible to convey the hardships and challenges the migration crisis poses to people who've never crossed an ocean on a rickety boat or walked across an entire country to flee a war. Berlin-based Moroccan-French artist Bushra Khalili, though, is attempting to clarify these things through maps. Her exhibition is currently on display at the Museum of Modern Art here in New York, and it's called The Mapping Journey Project. It's a series of videos that follows the stories of eight people between 2008 and 2011, forced to travel discreetly through the Mediterranean, across North Africa, in the Middle East and Europe, leaving behind political turmoil or economic hardship. The voice we heard at the top of the hour is from one of those eight who told their stories in the exhibit. Arun Venugopal is host of WNYC's Micropolis, and he spoke with Bushra Khalili from inside the bustling MoMA Museum yesterday. He joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Arun.
Thanks, Todd.
It's good to have you. Describe this installation, what it looks like, and what Bushra Khalili is trying to do here.
Well, it's a striking exhibition. You walk into the atrium of the MoMA, so the central space of the MoMA. It's this prime space at the center of the art world, so to speak. And what happens is when you walk in there, you have all these screens, these large screens. They're kind of commandeering this space, and people are walking around these screens. They're watching what you can see are these large maps projected onto these screens, and you can just see this hand. Each one of those hands is the hand of a migrant who is tracing with the pen their own journey, and they're sort of recounting their journey. And I asked her, why maps?
How do you represent journeys that are invisible? And at the same time, how do you represent journeys that challenge boundaries? And the map was, in my opinion, the best answer, because maps are also always drawn from the perspective of the power, and the idea was also to reverse that perspective and giving the power to draw maps to those who suffer from those boundaries.
It's really one of the only ways where you can get a sense of the scope of the challenge of migration, not across a yard or even one country, but in some ways across the world.
Yeah, I mean, you really have a sense of the scale, the massiveness of this. You know, you see this pen, sometimes it's jotting along in tiny little areas, and then suddenly saying like, oh, and then I flew from Bangladesh to Moscow, and then I went down to Greece. And, you know, there's such an arbitrariness, you know, but she's making really not just an artistic choice, but also a political choice to show how difficult it is for people to cross boundaries.
But then there's two sides of this, because you have the grand geography, the map, the countries, the oceans, the mountains, and everything else. The person telling the story is just one person, the person who has to draw on the map and sort of inserting themselves into this forbidding world, I guess, this forebodingness, if I don't have a better word.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it's like they do have, command, autonomy in this one moment, you know, to say, like, this is my story, which they otherwise don't have. You see them often just in the thousands, in this huge sweep, this massive exodus that, you know, that's coming from various countries into Europe. So in this one instance, it's their story that they're telling.
Let's hear Khalili talk about why she brought this to the level of the individual and obscured the faces of those individuals.
It's not necessarily needed to show faces, to create a form of identification. It can rely on something completely different, that is, I hope, more subtle. And the voice expresses also a form of subjectivity, because every single voice is different. Every single way of narrating is different. My idea is that paradoxically, the more detailed are those fragments, the more they can open up to a sort of universal identification.
What brought Bushra Khalili to this form of narration in the first place?
That's the thing. She has a very personal story. She is originally from Morocco herself. And in the 90s, I think she and her family settled down in Paris. And they've seen how that kind of migration, that kind of movement has become much more difficult for people.
I am from Morocco. And I have seen myself in the early 90s when I was a kid there. Somehow a huge change and a huge shift with regards to the representation of Europe. Before, it was very easy to go to Europe, and after the Schengen Agreement, we needed visa. So the situation completely changed. Europe, that used to be before only at 14 kilometers from the north of Morocco, became somehow a sort of closed door. And I guess it's something that has influenced highly my perspective on mobility and how borders and boundaries affect human lives. And at the same time, it also relates to how I witnessed this myself when I was very young in Morocco.
I was struck by that part about closed doors, because that's one of the metaphors during the recent debate between the EU, European countries, not only their closed doors between each other, but to Turkey and to Africa and the Middle East. That's really what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, there's this massive debate happening right now in the EU about the extent to which people should be allowed to travel freely within the European Union. And of course, there's that feeling that the boundaries of Europe themselves have been breached. You know, there's a sense of panic. You know, how much more can we allow people to come within? Should they be allowed to travel, you know, internally as well? So there's a real sense of panic happening right now. And I think for her, there's a sense of how can we humanize these people and not allow them just to be seen as numbers.
Well, let's hear from Bousha Khalili one more time before we go here.
Eventually, it's always about a sort of universal human condition, even for people who never experienced or who were never forced to travel illegally. They still understand that mobility is part of the human condition anyway. You cannot prevent people to try to live a life of their own if that life is away from home.
There are a lot of people in New York who are away from home, a lot of people in America who are away from home, but this sense of being confined and not having mobility is one that probably a lot of Americans might have difficulty with.
Yeah, I think, you know, we can't quite relate to what's happening in Europe right now. You know, all these countries who are dealing with this massive dislocation of people from all around the world, from different problems, war, starvation, you know, all kinds of political problems. And so right now we're kind of watching this from afar. For Europe, it's a very difficult moment to be in.
It's the Mapping Journey Project at the Museum of Modern Art here in New York. Bousha Khalili is the Moroccan French artist. Arun Venugopal, WNYC's Micropolis host, went down to MoMA to talk with Bousha Khalili and join me here in studio. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.